out of the spout even did they spread themselves on all sides, and grew larger and larger. It was a splendid elder bush, a whole tree, and it reached into the very bed and pushed the curtains aside. How it bloomed, and what an odour! In the middle of the bush sat a friendly-looking old woman in a most strange dress. It was quite green, like the leaves of the elder, and was trimmed with large white elder flowers, so that at first one could not tell whether it was a stuff or a natural green and real flowers. "What's that woman's name?" asked the little boy. "The Greeks and Romans," said the old man, "called her a dryad, but that we do not understand. The people who live in the new booths have a much better name for her. They call her Old Granny, and she it is to whom you are to pay attention. Now listen and look at the beautiful elder bush." Just such another large, blooming elder tree stands near the new booths. It grew there in the corner of a little miserable courtyard, and under it sat, of an afternoon, in the